Good morning. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll read verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. Can you hear me? Some people announce it different. Demas, Demas. But I pronounce it Demas. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonians. Father, this morning we give you praise, glory, and honor this morning. We worship you as the one and true living God. And Holy Spirit, I need your help on this today. And as always, I always need your help, Lord. And like I always say, I know, Lord, that you gave me a word today, Lord, and ask you to help me, Lord, and to put this word out, Lord. I pray that every spiritual ear hear what thus says the Lord. I pray you remove me out of the way, and Lord, I pray that you be glorified this day and this time, at this time we have, to study your words, Lord. You said, study your soul self, approve unto God, a workman need not be ashamed to rightly divine the word of truth. And we give you praise and glory this morning in Jesus' name. So many times in this world of ours, we have a tendency to take God's word and conform to what we want to say, make the Bible say what we want to say, take it out of context so much. And we live in a world where would anybody die, or anybody have anybody's funeral, or maybe their birthday or something, after they done died, and they always say, I wish them a heavenly birthday. I'm going to be very bold this morning. Be bold in the Lord. Be very bold in the Lord. That's not what my Bible says. My Bible says that broad is the way to lead destruction. Many are going to be on that path. But narrow is the way to lead to eternal life. And few going to be on that path. So as a minister of God, called of God, not afraid of people. Not afraid of people. I don't look at y'all's face. I'm not afraid of no one out here. I got to stand before God and give account one day. Demas had forsaken me for this present world. Today, if I had a topic, I'd just say the world. Not the people in the world. Not John 3:16. That's a different meaning of the world. I'm talking about the world system. Demas had forsaken me for this present world. That showed me that the world has some draw. It has a draw to it. I don't know all Demas is. He's mentioned a couple of times in Paul's epistles. I don't know what all he's seen or what he's seen God do through Paul, but he must have seen something. But at the end of Paul's ministry in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9, when Paul was getting ready to get beheaded, he knew his time was short. He knew his time was up. And he said, Demas have forsaken me for this present world. If you turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Everybody, every funeral, every birthday you see on Facebook, you see people doing all these worldly things, doing all these worldly things, going to concerts where people are Illuminati, people are showing devil worship, and they're doing all that stuff. And at the end of the day, they're going to heaven. It ain't going to be that way. It ain't going to be that way at all. Who are you, George, to say, well, God, the Holy Spirit gave me the word today. If you have any qualms or any thing to say, talk to God about it. God gave me this word today. And believers, we need to. And believers and ministers of we all call to be ministers. We ought to walk a holy life and not like the world, set apart. We shouldn't be like the world. What we do, we're going to be held accountable. Will you be like the world, and they say you're going to church and doing all this stuff and acting like them, they think they can do it. Or you get before a funeral. If you mention, if you are doing a eulogy over God a person funeral, and you get them, put them in heaven, and nobody live like the devil, act like the devil, talk like the devil, and then they're going to God's heaven. It don't happen that way, guys. It don't happen that way. It don't happen that way. Romans chapter. I'm gonna go back and forth. I don't have a tablet like Brother Jim and a couple of them, but I have a little phone here. I might be going back and forth a little space and time to emphasize what I'm trying to get over this morning. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Very familiar scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and a perfect will of God. Believers are instructed not to let worldly cultures, values, and mindset like extreme materialism, selfish ambitions, and pride shape their behaviors. Worldly cultures, values, and mindsets like extreme materialism, selfish ambitions, and pride shape their behaviors. I'm not saying that God don't want to have nothing. And I'm not jealous of anyone that has anything. I'm not jealous of no millionaires. I'm not jealous of multimillionaires. I'm not jealous of anyone. And I'm not saying God don't want to have anything. But God don't want nothing to have us. You know, Pastor Bean talked last week about idols, having idols. I don't want my business to be more important than God. I don't want nothing. I won't put nothing before God. God said, I'm first. Nothing before me. The world system. Before I get this little thing that I was thinking about, and I heard a guy say this, and it helped me a whole lot. He said he went to a restaurant, and this lady, his server, his waitress, she was just rude, and she didn't bring. She just rude, and he had bought him a drink, and he sat there 15 minutes before he got served a drink. And you need anything, sir? So she's totally rude. She was totally rude. He said, the world's way is, this lady rude to me. She wasn't a good server. She was just bad. He said, I could just leave her a minimum tip, or not leave a tip at all. He said, I'm not going to do that. He said, I'm going to leave a big tip. He said, I'm not going to let the way she acted conform me to where I act. He said, I'm not going to act. The world would have said, hey, you know, the world would have got up and said, hey, probably called the manager, hey, this lady rude and all obnoxious and everything. He said, I'm not going to give her anything. That's the way the world would act it. But the Bible said, be not conformed to this world. Don't act like the world. We are set apart. People are looking at us. It's our responsibility to be following Jesus Christ. You say you follow Jesus Christ, you should have some characteristics of Jesus Christ. Not like the world. Not like the world. Be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by renewing of your mind. It got to be a transform. Got to be a transformation. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Talking about the world. Be not transformed this world. The things of the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. I'm going from the King James Version today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. But even if our gospel be veiled, which is hid, it is hid from those that are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest they see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, who will shine upon them. And some versions say, the God of this world. Satan is the god of this world. It said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, it said it denotes a false authority over earthly system that blinds individual to the gospel. Satan's reign is limited to the world system and does not supersede the power of God. The world system. Materialism, the pride of life, pride. King Nebuchadnezzar, what I did, we call it narcissism. When a person, it's all about them. It's all about them. That's one of the characteristics of the devil. It's all about me. Nothing but me. Me, I. We was in a place yesterday, my wife, I don't know if she felt it or not, we was in a very arrogant place yesterday. We was around a bunch of wealthy people, very wealthy people. I try to find a place now when I go out and eat. If I eat out, I try to find a place that serve only grass-fed meat. So I Google a place for grass-fed meat. It come up with Birdsong Social. And that was a little insight, Birdsong Social. So we called and said, hey, guys, are y'all open? Is y'all full? It's about 12, about 1 o'clock. And the lady, she was very rude. She said, you got to make a reservation. I said, we just maybe 15 minutes, 10 minutes away, ma'am. Can you look and see if y'all crowded? So you got to make a reservation, sir. Get online and make a reservation. So we went over there. It was a country club. And like I say, guys, I'm not putting nobody down, but it might sound like to you guys, but these guys over there, they had their golf stuff on. They walking around with beers, and they had cans of beer. They walking around, and you could tell. I mean, you could tell that if you had a spirit, you could tell the atmosphere that we was in. All these guys, they thought the world revolved around them. Everybody was just, they were just very arrogant. It was an arrogant spirit. It was a spirit of arrogance in the place, and you could tell it. You could just feel it, you know. And they were so that like a spirit of narcissism. It's all about me. One guy walking around, he'd give everybody a high five. You could tell, you know, I didn't see his bank account or anything like that. I didn't try to, but I could just tell. And like I say, guys, I'm not jealous of nobody, a multimillionaire. I'm not jealous at all. And matter of fact, for some of the people I feel sorry for. Some people I feel sorry for. I feel sorry for, like the rich young ruler. You have so much that you don't, you have so much that you think you got everything. And you deny God. You think you got everything. You know, I don't watch much TV at all, no sports or anything. But I noticed last night, when the NBA final was over, it was ironic that these people, all these sports celebrities, all these sports stars was there. And like I say, it ain't nothing going. I ain't saying don't go out and have a good time. And I ain't saying all of that. Don't get it twisted this morning. But there is something. Like I say, guys, heaven Hell wasn't made for human beings. It was made for the devil and his imp, because hardness of people's heart, Bible said hell had to be enlarged. And like I say, every time somebody have a funeral or something, every time somebody have a birthday that they died, they wish for a heavenly birthday. That's not so. That's not so. But these guys on there, and they was talking about, you know, they was thanking this person, that person, that, you know, I made it. Well, I thank my teammates, and I did all that. And it was so ironic. It might not be pertaining to this lesson right here, but I thought it was just, it was odd, you know. And it said, and this one guy going there, Josh Hart, he got on there. He said, man, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me to be here. Without him, I wouldn't be here. And all of a sudden, the other guy was talking. Now, when the other guy was talking, everything was clear. Everything was clear. Then when he started talking, Brother Donnie, the mic, they muted the mic. We started saying, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, I wouldn't be here. And I know that. And all of a sudden, his mic got muted. And I said, wow. I said, wow. The world, like the moths, what is the world tempting you with? Being rude to somebody, unforgiveness? The world say, when somebody treat me bad, I'm going to treat them bad. The world say, do unto others as they do unto me. That's what the world say. That's the world system, Brother Donnie. If you treat me bad, if you do me wrong, I'm going to get you. That's what the world says. But God said, my system is, pray for those despiteful use you. Don't do wrong for wrong. Don't pay back. Because God said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Somebody do you wrong, don't do them wrong. Pray for them. There's a parable. I'm going to read this parable. It goes along what I'm just saying about the world and the world system. And some people think they're riding that fence. They're riding that fence. The Bible says you can't love God, you can't love me and love the world. You got to make a choice. But sometimes people want to straddle that fence. Do we have any straddles in the house today? Sometimes we want to straddle that fence. Let me read this. Let me read this to you in case we have anybody in here. I pray not, but I don't know. I pray not. The title of this poem is The Man and the Fence. You might have heard it before. It goes right along with this lesson. So there was a man, and this man stood in a field of green grass. Beautiful lights from the sun poured down across the grass. In the middle of the field there sat a fence, dividing the field in half. On one side stood Satan. On the other side stood God. Satan said, hey, if you come to my side of the fence, I'll give you everything you want. If you choose me, everything you have, every desire will be given to you. But if you choose God, you will get none of what I offer you. The man looked at God and thought to himself, how much would I like to choose you, God? But everything I have and ever wanted, it all lies on the other side of the fence. Listen to him again. He said, the man looked at God and thought to himself, how much would I like to choose you, God? But everything I have ever wanted, it all lies on the other side of the fence. So the man walked over to the fence, put himself up on the fence, made himself comfortable. He sat there mocking God and Satan. He said, "I don't choose any of you." He said, the man sat there for a while, refusing to look at either side of the fence, his eyes remaining narrowly ahead. After some time, the man fell. The fear was gone, and so the sun was gone also. He fell, and he fell, and everything got darker and darker and darker. He laid on the rocky ground, surrounded by cold, scary darkness. A hand gripped his shoulder. It was Satan, smiling. "What?" the man exclaimed. "Why am I in hell? I didn't choose you. I chose a fence." Satan leaned over to the man, his hot breath whispering to his ears. He said, "You chose a fence, but the fence belongs to me, and now so do you." It'd be a sad day, men and women stand before a holy God and hear these words, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquities. I never knew you. You were riding that fence. You were straddling that fence." Satan said, "I own the fence." He does own the fence. John chapter 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Talking about the world, what the Bible says about the world. Not what Joy say about the world, but what the Bible says about the world. First John 2 and 15. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Like I say, it's a thing, deception going around that everybody, you can live like the devil and go to a God's heaven. It ain't going to happen, guys. According to what my Bible says, you might make it say what you want to say. You know, you confess your mouth and believe in your heart and you will be saved and live in the kind of way you want to live. Once saved, always saved. Live in the kind of way you want, treat people in the kind of way you want, do what you want to do. And you're going to heaven. Oh yeah, I know you guys have heard this. I know you guys have. I know you heard it funerals before too. And you sit there and people in the audience, not even people in the sanctuary, they hadn't even been to church and they hear that and they've been with his buddy 2 or 3 days before that, all week, all year, been around him most of their life. They know how he lived, and they live the same way, and you done put this man in heaven. And so this man say, "Hey, I'm okay. I'm on the fence. I'm okay. Hey, God, I see people going to church, and I see people how their lives are, and I like that, but I want to sow my wild oats right now." The Bible said, "Love not the world, physical pleasures that control you." That comes under the lust of the flesh. Physical pleasures that control you. The lust of the eyes, material things or wealth, obsession. I say, ain't nothing wrong with having a nice house. Ain't nothing wrong with having a nice car. God wants to have nice things. But when you treasure them things over God, where your heart is, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. If you got it, and I'm not saying that going to church will save you. But I always say, if you say you won't be in the house of God, you won't be around like believers. You might have a $3 million yacht, and every Sunday you're out there in that yacht just drinking champagne, enjoying life. But God, my Bible said that this life is like a vapor. And my Bible also say, tomorrow is not promised to no one. The day of salvation. I also hear the Bible says that the Spirit of God say, if you hear what the Spirit of God say, I pray that you hear what the Spirit of God say. He that had ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying today. If you have any friends that's not saved, it's to walk up right before them. To be in a place like the restaurant. Don't act like the world. You go in there and the lady, the waitress or the waiter so obnoxious and so bad that you say, I ain't going to give them nothing. The pride of life. Number three. Always putting yourself above others. Like the world revolve around you. Always. That's the world system. People got money. That's why so many people, you look at Elvis Presley. You look at Michael Jackson. Two of them, two icons, had the world in their hands. The world in their hands. They had people, they had so much money, they had yes men around them. People wouldn't tell them about life. The world revolved around them. They could buy people houses. They could buy them cars. The world revolved around them. The world system. It's all about me. I'm the talk of the town. It's all about me. The world system. Turn, if you had your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 18 and 20, and 20, 18 through 23. Luke chapter 18, it's in two or three other of the Gospels. It's the rich young ruler. But the rich young ruler. And God knew his heart. I'm in Luke chapter 18, start with verse 18 through 23. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit to eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. You know the commands: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. He said, hey, I got it all together. All these things I have kept from my youth. I'm cooking. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still like one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. But when he heard this, when the rich young ruler heard this, he became very sorrowful, but he was very rich. You know, Pastor Bean, he talked last week on owls. Right here, it says, the rich young ruler, wealth has become an owl to him. By commanding him to sell everything and give it to the poor and follow him, Jesus was challenging him, and his priorities was it above the worldly possessions. Jesus challenged the ruler. Was his priority over what he had and what Jesus had? He had to make a choice. He chose his worldly possessions over God. And so many people do. So many people do. So many people do. But then, over there, you know, the disciples asked the question, well, who can be saved? Is it possible? You know, the Bible says not many are chosen. The Bible says how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. How hard is it? You know, back in the day you used to have when you go into a city, they had a called an eye of a needle, a small entrance way. And it was hard for a camel to get through the entrance way. How hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's like a camel going through an eye of a needle, through a little hole to an entrance of a city. You know, the good thing about it, he didn't say none. He said all things are possible. He didn't say all rich people couldn't enter the kingdom of God, but it's hard because you're trusting in your riches for everything. He didn't say it was impossible. The disciples said, well, who can enter? He said, with man, it's impossible. God, all things are possible. So I'm not saying this morning that because you're rich, that you can't enter the kingdom of God. I'm not saying that. But I want to say what the Bible said. Not many. Not many. Not many. So this morning we talk about being set apart, being not like the world. You know, their religion that, you know, they call, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 15, God said, be holy, for I'm holy. And a lot of people don't even know what that means, being holy. It's not dressing holy. He said, be holy. He didn't say dress holy. He said, be holy, for I'm holy. That holy means set apart, being different. The Bible calls those, we're supposed to be peculiar people. We're supposed to be a light. We're supposed to be peculiar people. We're supposed to be like the world. I'm not telling people what to do. You don't supposed to be going to no Beyonce's concerts and she up there flashing Illuminati signs. And you got to have ears to hear see what these people are doing. The devil is deceiving people. But it's right before your eyes now. He's blatant, but right before your eyes. I know I was listening to a commentary where this guy named Michael B. Jordan, he was talking about his God. But he was saying it so, he was saying in an interview, if you wasn't listening, you couldn't get what he said. We're supposed to be set apart. Set apart. Be holy. If I'm holy. It's also in Leviticus. Moses said in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, about be holy. Peter just repeating what Moses said in Leviticus. Be holy, for I'm holy. Q-U-Q-A-D-O-S-H. In Greek, H-A-G-I-O-S. The word holy means set apart, distinct, perfectionist. It's not being perfect. That's not what it means. That it don't mean you got to have a shape, you got to have a clean. It don't mean you got to have a clean face. It don't mean you can't wear makeup. That don't mean you got to have a long dress on. It don't mean being alley perfectionist. That's not what it means. It means being set apart, being different from the world, because it makes a difference. Just like the mosque. So have forsaken me for this present world, it reminds me of Lot. Lot went in, he went into Sodom, and him and Abraham, they had a split, and Abraham said, okay, you go ahead and take whatever you want. Look at all this land. You take what you want. And Lot set his eyes towards Sodom. All the rich land. All the beautiful things he's seen is sort of like an illusion. Sort of like an illusion of the devil. When, in the desert when somebody is thirsty and they out here thirsty and their mouth is dry and they look up and they're so thirsty they start having illusions. They see this big mirage. They see all this water sitting out there and they're going, here they go, 100 miles an hour, like Lot. Abraham said, you choose which way you want to go. If you go this way, I'll go this way. If you go this way, I'll go this way. I'm going to give you the first choice. He chose the rich man of Sodom. Evil people. Evil. What's it, LGBT and all that, they would love that place. And so Lot chose that place. He didn't have them all at once like the mosque. He pinched his tent towards Sodom. He sat on the edge of Sodom. Next thing you know, he was in Sodom. Then when God was going to destroy Sodom, Abraham said, you know, my nephew's there. You know, so he because of Abraham, he's going to spread Lot. But Lot had lost his influence. He became like the world. He told his son-in-laws that they laughed at him. But he become just like them. In other words, what are you saying, Brother George? You can't go to a bar and sit and curse and tell jokes around somebody and think you will have any influence on them. You can't talk like the world to somebody and then quote scriptures to them. You can't do that. It don't mix. All the water does not mix. The Bible said, God said, if you love the world, the love of God is not in you. That's what the Bible says. To come out amongst them. Be ye separate. For I am holy. I'm a holy God. Not like the world. But like I say, it's not about being holy. It's not being not dressed in a certain way. It's not a harsh perfectionist. But rather it's a call to be authentic. Be real. Christ-like. Put on love, purity, and reverence in all conduct. That's what it means. It don't mean dressed in a certain way. But if you got, like I say, if you spend time with the Lord, it ain't no act. You do things without even thinking about it. It's not an act. It's who you are. Because you spend time with somebody, if you spend time with the Lord, some of your characteristics, you should have some of the Lord's characteristics. You should have some love. You should have some fruit, peace, joy, happiness. You should be able to forgive someone. One more scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. And like I say, guys, you can interpret it any way you want to interpret it. Any way you want to interpret it. Pursue peace. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness. Without which no one shall see the Lord. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You can interpret that any kind of way you want to interpret it. Any kind of way you interpret it. Any kind of way you want to interpret it. But like I say, guys, it's time for us to tell the truth. Time to speak up. Who are you, George? I'm a man that God called. Not perfect. Make mistakes like everybody else make mistakes. But I do spend time with the Lord. I want to stand for him one day. The world don't have nothing to offer me. I'm not copying materialistic things. Hey, we stay in a mobile home, some people call it a double wide, whatever you want to call it. We drive old vehicles. My newest one, the newest vehicle I got, Brother Don, is a 2014 Dodge Ram. That's a work truck. I'm not materialistic thing. And I'm not jealous of no one. I'm not jealous of no man or no one. I'm not jealous of no one, but I found something almost 30 years ago that changed my life forever, and that's Jesus Christ. Had an encounter with Jesus Christ in December 27, 1996. That changed my outcome, changed my vision, changed everything. God provided everything we need. I'm not saying, God, that this ain't saying be poor. Poor as Joe Turkey. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe being. I believe God wants to have things, but I don't think God wants to be. He won't be like the world, so obsessed like the rich young ruler, material things, that you turn your back on God. I don't need God. I'll be so narcissistic and so prideful like the man with the guy on the great Titanic. Even God can't sink this. And guess what happened on maiden voyage? I mean, yeah, we built a storm shelter out of concrete, a poured wall. And somebody asked me, "Is this thing withstand anything?" I said, "I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to make that comment. I'm not that stupid. God is God. He's Almighty God. There's nothing too hard for Him. There's nothing impossible." Yeah, we can't put God in a box. God can do anything but fail. Father, we thank you for this word today. The world, you said, come out from among, be ye separate, be ye holy, for I'm holy. You said, be not like the world system. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of our minds. And we ask you to help us, Lord. I ask you to help me. I know. This word today, Lord, you give me this word today. You confirm this word today about the world and how the world has a pull like the moss. He left. The world had a pull. So we know by what he's seen you do through Paul, God, that the world has a pull. The world will tempt us in doing things. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, we draw closer to you, Lord, and we give you praise, glory, and honor this day. Thank you for your words, that your words are true, that your word forever settled in heaven. And, Lord, I pray that your word will not fall on deaf ears, deaf ground, Lord, and bad ground. I pray we take this word of God, which is a seed that we plant in our hearts, Lord, and believe it and trust it. If we go out, Lord, we share the gospel with people, Lord, but people see a difference in us, and they won't see a light upon a hill. And we give you praise, Governor. We thank you for your words. In Jesus' name, amen.